State Representative Gary Hebel of Sun Prairie says the act made a lot of promises but didn't deliver.
That bill stated that there would be an increase in jobs, rates would go down, service would be better, and none of that happened.
Hebel says the most troubling part of the act is what it means for local public access channels. Currently, city and county municipalities have the right to charge cable companies a 1% public, educational, and government channel, or PEG, fee, but that will expire next January 1st. Hebel says without the fee, cities and counties have to make up the difference, and 200 local access channels could go off air.
Wausau has closed their station based on the understanding that this PEG fee is not going to be available to them. Madison has greatly reduced the service on their local access station. And there's other access stations throughout the state are going to be severely hampered.
In response, Hebel has introduced the Consumer Cable Repair Bill to the legislature. If passed, Hebel's bill would retain municipalities' right to charge the 1% fee. In Superior, City Clerk Terry Kalan is asking the City Council to pass a resolution supporting Hebel's bill. She says without the PEG fee, public access channels 7, 16, and 20 are in trouble.
In order for communities to continue funding PEG operations, that would be put on the taxpayer.
Is that something Superior can afford?
No, I don't think any municipality can afford that.
Hebel says it's been an uphill battle pushing his bill through the legislature. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.